He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they're Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
How big's this game, Guru? Bigger than the Tom Hanks movie. Yeah, that's how big this game is. You cannot, my friend, good morning, go 0-3 in the division. You just can't.
Well, how about this? I got to do you one better.
Yeah.
Evan said they lose tomorrow.
Evan with the fresh haircut.
They're 0-4 in the conference.
Yeah, that, man.
Yeah.
And we'll revisit some Niner history to where they've gotten off to bad starts and where they ended up. It's kind of interesting.
All right.
But, Bonte, we do a BS&G reunion every time he leaves and we come in. And I got to tell you, kind of told on you. I was thinking we were ready to go, and then he said you kind of came in. I wasn't in. And
but
you kind of were, you know, you didn't. How you feeling? Like, come on, man. I thought we was good.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
We're ready. We're ready. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. That's my version of the commercial.
All right. So give me those numbers you were showing to me earlier before the show on how the 49ers have started a couple seasons in the past.
2019.
Okay.
They started out 5-0, ended up 13-3, went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Chiefs. 2020, we remember that year, the COVID year.
All right.
They started the same, 2-3, but Stoney ended up 6-10.
Okay.
Okay, so no playoffs there. 2021, 2-3 start again, got get back, ended 10-7, lost to the Rams in the NFC Championship game, up 10. And then obviously 2022, Stoney, they were 3-2, went on to be 13-4. So I just thought that was interesting that one of the 2 years where they got off to the same 2-3 start, they were able to propel themselves to the NFC Championship game. What worries me about the Niners is the Red Cross, Donnie, is the health. Because if nobody's coming through that door named Greenlaw or Robert Saleh, if this is what you're telling me the Niners defense is going to be, then the offense has to be ultra prolific. And through five games, it has not been, especially in the red zone.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to have Ben Solak, ESPN. He's going to join us at 10:50. He's a senior NFL analyst for ESPN.
Damn.
He's going to join us at 10:50 today. But the question I have for 49er fans is, we've seen this team get off to slow starts in the past, and they've been able to make up for it. But does this season feel different? Does this season feel like it's going to be harder to accomplish that? They're 2-3 now. What are the goals of this team? It's obviously still to make the playoffs. If they win tomorrow, they're 3-3, and they'll be tied for first in the NFC West. But my question is, does it feel like they have bigger problems than they have in the past, and will they be able to overcome them? I was thinking about this today. Who are you blaming this season on right now? What's the biggest reason they're 2-3?
Attrition. And it's what you had been preaching, and I mean this, Donnie, all off season about, you know, how far you go, how long you go, it does matter. And I will not give in and say this is a Super Bowl hangover, but it's obvious that Christian McCaffrey has not been able to go because of his previous workload, because of what went into last season. So I start there. I start with the disease of me, with Ayuk and Trent Williams, but also Greenlaw. That started in the Super Bowl, that loss. So you felt the brunt of that loss in a game that you could have won maybe if he stayed upright. He didn't. All in all, to hear Brian Baldinger join the Roche yesterday and call a team that wears the red and gold, who mastered to me and performed on Sundays and Monday nights, the art of gang tackling and speed everywhere, to say they look slow through five games, Stoney, I'm blaming it on attrition. Like it's just catching up to him. What this so is this great run, the four straight NFC championship games.
Super Bowl hangover. Is it the same thing, or is it a little different?
I'm saying attrition because now you're without the services of two guys. A hangover is when we're all here, we're just kind of, you know, going through it a little lazy. But two guys, two big guys, are not there. So that's why I don't want to say hangover. That's why I go to attrition. Attrition is why Greenlaw is not available yet and why we don't know what's going on with McCaffrey. So that's why I go to attrition more so than a hangover.
Yeah, my thing is the guys who are here have to play better.
Can they? Like, who's on that list?
You ready?
Yeah.
I have them written down.
Okay.
Trent Williams.
I'm not
Trent
mad at
Williams
you.
Trent
okay.
Williams needs to play better. Nick Bosa needs to play better. Brandon Ayuk needs to play better. Debo Samuel needs to play better. And then I'm going to throw this guy in there. Kyle Shanahan needs to coach better.
Okay.
And so does Nick Sorensen. There you go. Trying to think who else.
The whole secondary, you know?
That's true.
I mean, this team doesn't even have an interception through five games. Just think about that. They don't even got a pick.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. They don't even got a pick.
That's not ringing a bell for some reason. I don't know why.
Just think about that.
That stat, Guru, is exactly why I'm not worried about the Niners right now. They are one loss better than what they finished last year. There have been teams that have been better records to start the season. I see what he's saying. He's saying that they're more likely to get hot.
Okay. Well, they got time. They've done it before. But let's be honest, Donnie, they're not losing to the Chiefs, who they play in a couple weeks. They're losing to the downtrodden teams. I mean, Arizona got their ass whooped before they came here. They got shellacked. And then they got off the mat, and it looked like JV versus varsity in the second half in regard to the Arizona running attack. And what about the Rams? They can't, you know what I mean? They were without damn near everybody and found a way to beat you.
Yeah.
So, you know, tomorrow's everything in regard to what you just said. And Evan's point, they have not beat an NFC team yet.
No, not yet. Oh, we got Bruce. We got Bruce in San Jose wants to put a rat on the table after 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Get us started. Bruce in San Jose wants to put a rat on the table right off the bat. What's going on, Bruce?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Oh, man, you guys are the best. And my second favorite part of the show is actually the crossover.
Yeah, those are our brothers. Yeah.
I know. Hey, hey, wait. We're all family here. Yeah. Right? We can do a little jib and jab here. It's all family in the end.
Definitely waiting on my bingo card.
Is ever since Robert Saleh has left, the defense coaching staff has been in shambles, and for some reason Shanahan doesn't know how to manage that. I don't think we can bring Robert back this year, but the rat on the table, Shanahan doesn't know how to manage his coaches. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, that's a pretty big rat early.
Well, it was week six when people in the next, Stoney, the secondary, I was correct, doesn't have a pick, but Warner and Bosa have an interception. But the secondary doesn't have one. So I'll just say this. But week six is when people turn that Monday night game against Minnesota, the all-out blitz right before the half. And, you know, that touchdown when the long bomb was completed for a TD. My point is, are five games too soon for you? Is that too short a sample size for the Sorensen is not doing a good job, people?
Yeah.
And what bothers me about that is the eyes in the sky were Staley. I thought he was going to be the overseer in case the defense took a step back or took a little while. But I will say this, what's the difference in the Steve Wilks portfolio in regard to Heat? Shout out Pat Riley and getting the court named after you. The Heat that came down Wilks' way as opposed to Sorensen, I don't hear a lot of heat towards him.
Yeah, see, I do.
You do?
I do. I mean, yesterday, Saleh gets...
I feel like we're taking calls.
Yesterday, Saleh gets fired, but not Sorensen.
It's about... But last year, wasn't it players? It was Wilks, and maybe it's just me. Like, they were calling in for Wilks, not the players. This time it seems to be about the players and not the guy in the maestro who conducts it.
888-957-9570. The Niners are 2-3, ladies and gentlemen, and they have a Thursday game at Seattle, and it is, depending on who you talk to,
A
must win or a really gotta have it win.
And we'll be at the veranda.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
My question to Niner fans is, where are you? Do you feel like this team has it in them to turn this thing around like they have in the past? Or do you think you see some things here that may be leading you to believe this may not be the year?
Wow.
Are you telling me this team might miss the playoffs? Wow. 888-957-9570. Big one tomorrow at Seattle.
Seattle. We're not a championship-level team right now.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Seattle.
Now, back to Stani and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Big one tomorrow in Seattle.
Seattle.
So big, we'll be at the veranda, baby. Come join us, 4:15 to 6:15.
Yes, we will be out at a watch party at the veranda in Concord.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Don't lose, because then they'll blame us.
Well, we'll be...
Well, Niners have problems. They won't blame us. We better fix them.
Hey, you want to listen to Nick Bosa? Check it out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must win because I'm stealing Kyle's team meeting thing, because technically your season's over if it's a must win. But it definitely feels like it's we're treated that way.
That's our former coworker, B-Rat, Brian Ratto. He sounds just like him. Our season might be... That's amazing.
It's a lot of pressure. It's not a must win because I'm stealing Kyle's team meeting thing, because technically your season's over if it's a must win, but it definitely feels like it's we're treated that way.
That's him, Steiny.
So Kyle said, look, it's not a must win, because must wins, if we lose, the season's over, but it's pretty big.
Right, and he's right, and Kyle's right. And you, Mr. Dramatic, you always call me that. I'm not going to sit here and say it's over, but what I'm startled at is how soft they look. And, again, nobody knows. We haven't got real answers of what ails them in the red zone. And I'm wondering if they're – this is just me.
Yeah.
Mr. – I used to play Madden. Are they calling the right plays in the red zone? We saw Juwan Jennings make a catch in the Ram game that was incredible, along with the Viking game where he went over a dude and just snatched it. Like, can we get some alley-oop? Can we get some alley-oop balls to maybe Juwan? Maybe not just in the corner. I don't know, but Stani, I think it's fair when you're 9-for-22 with these cast of characters who I think more highly of than you do. Maybe Kyle's dialing it up wrong. I mean, I can't be crazy with that take when you're 30th in the league.
Well, somebody's got to be 30th. And
it shouldn't be when you have that collective of talent. But you're going to tell me no McCaffrey. I mean, that could take you so far. I thought Kyle was a genius, Jedi.
That's
me. Given him that, and I'm not the only one. So where's that at?
Is he or not?
I don't. So is the lightsaber Christian McCaffrey? No, because you took Jimmy Garoppolo to the Super Bowl.
That was 5 years ago.
It don't matter.
Eh.
It still counts.
Telmo's in the city.
Telmo.
Telmo, how you doing, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Game day tomorrow.
Man, to be honest. I know people complain, but I'm done with that heat.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
You're done with the heat?
I'm done with that San Francisco summer for 1 week where everybody loses their mind.
Oh, okay.
I got you.
So in regards to the – I need to address that last caller, because it really takes me – it's like people that watch certain news stations and
– you got to call back.
Yeah, we got bad connection.
We got a terrible connection.
Call back.
What do you think he was going to say?
Well, who led off our show?
The guy who had a rat on the table about Shanahan.
Yeah, and I think that's what he was addressing. Hey, man, this is the Niners. We're holding them to their own standard, and this is substandard. Come on, man. 2-3? 0-2 in the division?
At what point do you say maybe this is who they are?
Now, that would be a nightmare on 49er Street. No, seriously, Stani, it can't be because you're without two of your best players, and I mean that. Now, how long am I going to harp on that?
I don't know.
I mean, Greenlaw's your McCaffrey on defense. Fred cannot do it by himself, and it's obvious Bosa can't do it by himself.
Hey, Evan, you see Nico Collins on the injured list? Houston had to put him on the injured list, one of the best receivers in the country, in the NFL. Yeah.
What's your point?
My point is that we got to get off the injuries.
All right, but
well, they also have Tank Dell and Stephon Diggs and
exactly. Yeah. Dennis in San Francisco.
D,
what's up, Dennis? How you doing?
How's it going, guys? I haven't called in I think I called after week one, but that was it.
All right.
Anyway, with the Niners, there seems to be a lot there. You know, we can't cover it all in a phone call. But, you know, I just think that the holdouts had something to do with the slow start, obviously, with the play of Trent Williams and of Brandon Ayuk. It was good to see Brandon Ayuk do better last week. But I don't know, maybe I'm just, you know, just something in my own head, but I just sensed that Shanahan was a little shook up about, especially the Trent Williams one. I mean, they made the guy the highest paid lineman in football, and then he doesn't honor his contract. You know, he holds out. And I think that took, I don't know if Shanahan's been expecting it, but it's his own fault, too, for not addressing the backup. You know, why didn't they draft an offensive tackle? They know he's getting older, and they know McKivitz is not playing well. But they didn't go out and get a tackle to address that. And then Williams holds them hostage for his contract because they know they don't have any answer, you know, for that problem.
No, I know.
I think that Kyle, I mean, it's hard to argue with Kyle and want to get rid of him after all the success he's had, you know, and he's had a lot of success. The only franchise that has more success than him in the last 5 years, obviously, is the Chiefs, you know, but, you know, I just think that Shanahan's arrogance really hurts him a lot. I think he thinks he can just walk in there with whatever roster he has and he can win. Why, you know, if you have a Super Bowl window that's open that they do, why did you not get a better defensive coordinator, an experienced, proven defensive coordinator?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, thanks, Dennis. You know, I think a lot of times what happens with coaching is you go in the opposite direction of the guy who preceded you.
Well, they did get a guy. His name was Steve Wilkes, and they ran him.
Right. He was from outside the building. Mm. So then they fire him. And so instead of getting another guy from outside the building, they do the opposite, and they get a guy from inside the building. I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but that's the way a lot of pro organizations work.
Well, by all accounts, Donnie, they called the hoodie trying to get him.
Well, I mean.
I'm just saying.
And they got Staley.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
The defense is stale.
I mean, he called the hoodie.
All right, let's say this. The best defensive coordinator, let's just say Bill Belichick was overseeing this defense. Right now, as is, do you think they would be performing better? Because that's the scary part about you saying, you know what, Goo, maybe this is just who the defense is. But think about it. Would he have them playing better? I was watching the game again last night. Bosa, when Murray went on that 50-yard scamper, Bosa crashed down to the running back again. But now he's saying, that's my assignment. Now, it was great when you picked him off. You know, you stay where you were supposed to be. But I'm just thinking to myself, maybe he's right. But it just looks bad. Quarterback keeps it, Steiny. Read option. And you're diving down for the 100th time with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've seen that so many times where it's not a loss. You know why it's not a loss? Because the quarterback has to rock.
Kyle Shanahan was asked about Nick Sorensen yesterday. Does this sound like somebody who's pleased or not pleased with his defensive coordinator?
I think Nick's doing a real good job. I've been impressed with him since the beginning. Each week, I like how he handles the defensive staff. I like how they set up the practices, and I've liked his game plans, and I liked how he's called it. So I've been real happy with Nick so far.
Wow, Kyle, I'm trying. I mean, I am trying, and I don't know if this is a byproduct of maybe you regret how you threw your last defensive coordinator under the bus, but I don't want to hear a damn thing about how practice is coordinated. People are looking at your unit, your defensive unit, on the field through five games, and that's not it. So to sit there and say, and maybe he's doing it because he handpicked him.
Maybe.
That's what you do. But you lose respect from the real ones, though, and it's like, come on, man. You can't believe that. You're telling me an F is an A?
My question to 49er fans is, do you think this defense is worse than last year, or is it a case of they just haven't gotten the stop at the right time? If they, you know, if they get two more stops at the right time, we're not looking at a 2-3 season. Now, I get it. Half a dozen plays, it seems like every week, make the difference between winning and losing. But I'm just looking at this defense, and they're not impactful, but it's not like they're giving up 40 a game.
Well, they were going to Minnesota. And again, Fred Warner, I can't take away what he did. He was spectacular punching the ball out on Aaron Jones and getting the interception in the red zone. But Stani, that game, they really never stopped that offense. So that was a sign right there. But if that's what you want to say, because that's in print and that's what the numbers say, I get it, but you know, Seattle lost to the Giants, and the Giants, people laugh at them. They're 2-3, Stani. They're not Swiss cheese on defense, especially their D-line. I don't know why. I'm conditioned to go in every Niner game thinking they're going to win it by 20 points. Again, you know, and the games that I've thought that, the Rams and the Cardinals, they've lost them outright.
Yeah. I don't think you should ever go into a game thinking an NFL team's going to win by 20. Well.
Yeah, I'm putting a little extra on.
Yeah, I know.
They were favored by 7 last week.
This is Shanahan because, look, they have a lot of issues, and he was asked about them yesterday. Let's talk about the red zone. This is a big one for Goo. So, Kyle, what's the key to the red zone offense?
Everything. Wish I could give you guys a theme for the red zone, but you know, you get 3 tries when you're inside the 10, and depending on what you do when we run the ball there, I think we need to be much more effective running it. You know, when you run the ball twice, you'd like to get in and not just put one pressure third down on the pass game. And when you do throw it more, you got to make sure you come through with those, especially not having a negative play with those. So running the ball better takes a lot of pressure off, also gives some better passing looks. We've tried both and haven't been good enough with both though. So it's all aspects of offense.
All right, so you happy with his response?
Well, no, I'm more perplexed because J.P. Mason's running the rock at an A-minus level. So when you say if you run the ball better, how about if you run it more?
You know, I feel like...
No, seriously, like I can't buy that.
I feel like, and I texted... I probably shouldn't tell you this because this is kind of what gets you mad. But during the Niners game on Sunday, I texted Chasky.
That's my brother. I was with him Saturday at the Cow game. Why would I get mad?
Well, because I was going to him for insight that I didn't feel like I could get from you.
Now
no. But I feel like, and if you're a 49er fan, tell me if you think I'm on base here or not. It feels like, and I got to go back and look at all the numbers, but when they have a first and goal at the 5 to the 8 yard line.
Like they did Sunday.
I feel like the first play is always Jordan Mason into the line of scrimmage for 0 yards. I feel like they run Mason on first down from like the 7 always. And then he doesn't get any yardage there, and then they throw 2 times. Like, that's what it feels like they do. And I think it's just...
Is that a Mason problem?
Maybe pass on first down and run on second and third.
Well, they've passed on many of downs. Even Minnesota on the 4th. And remember that? 4th and 1 at the goal line, and the ball got batted. But I don't know. So are you saying if McCaffrey was there, Stani, he would do something different? Or
that's a good question.
No,
but you don't have McCaffrey out of the backfield.
But you got a mismatch at tight end. Well, so that should buy, even if you don't throw to him, the threat of Kittle, who's damn near catching the balls that come his way. Now, he dropped a couple Sunday, but I just, like he said, I'll give Kyle this, Donnie. He said everything, and it sounds like he doesn't have an answer. But I'm not blaming Jordan Mason up the middle, Steiny, when on fourth and two from first and goal from the two, third and goal from the two, you throw two pass plays. Damn it, run it twice. You didn't even have to take the Wisnowski field goal. Even if you get stopped, you got him back. But give it to the baby bull.
Oh, God.
Well, play the sound again. Can you play the college?
No.
He said, if we run better.
No, I meant baby bull.
Oh, yeah, I know that, but I want to hear the Kyle again.
Here's Kyle again. What's the key to getting this red zone offense to do better?
Everything. Wish I could give you guys a theme for the red zone, but, you know, you get three tries when you're inside the 10.
Yep.
And depending on what you do, when we run the ball there, I think we need to be much more effective running it. You know, when you run the ball twice, you'd like to get in and not just put one pressure third down on the pass game. And when you do throw it more, you got to make sure you come through with those, especially not having a negative play with those. So running the ball better takes a lot of pressure off, also gives some better passing looks. We've tried both and haven't been good enough with both, though. So it's all aspects of offense.
Yeah, all aspects.
Everything.
Well, man, that's, yeah. What am I doing wrong?
There it is. Everything. Here's your answer, though. They just got to be a little better.
Well, he kind of did what you're called a Shasky. It was kind of different.
What?
He said, we're running twice and throwing it once, and you feel like
I don't feel like that's the case.
Yeah, but I was just saying that was a little bit different.
I'm going to crunch some numbers during the break. Mason up. It feels like.
Where's Debo at? Where's Debo at? Like, where's Debo in the red zone? It's like he's a null and void. And I'm not saying it's Debo's fault, but what's the ketchup bottle? Is it empty when it comes to Debo being a force to be reckoned with in the red zone? What's going on?
You're asking me questions that I can't answer.
Well, we got our guy Ben coming up at 11, right?
49er fans, help me with Guru. He's asking questions that are very good.
Kyle's asking questions, and not just me. 9 of 22.
Okay, I need help, Goo.
Yeah.
I need help. I can't answer all your questions. How do you answer Guru's very legitimate question? How do we fix the red zone issues? Man. What do we got to do, 49er fans?
Everything.
Wow, he's so funny.
888-957-9570.
Well, you better find out tomorrow.
Here's the other thing.
Yeah, better start tomorrow.
I can't stand when you're first and goal at the 5 and you don't have any running backs.
Oh, man. Well, that's the new NFL.
I don't like it, dude.
Yeah. What about the 4th and 1 and the running back's 5 yards behind you? Just like, what are you? You need a yard.
Uh-oh. Don't read. Ooh, boy. 650. Hey, Goo. He didn't really say, hey, Goo, but I do. Hey, Goo. Debo and Ayuk are running lazy routes. They need to be better with route running.
Now, I'll tell you what. Willard and Dibbs have the great Greg Cosell joining them today at 3. If that's true, he'll call it out. What do you mean? He had 6 for 115 in the first half.
And then they Ayuk. Shut him down.
Now,
they
that's
shut
interesting.
Him down.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
Yeah. Or did Kyle shut him down?
Do you want him to throw a pass? You wanted him to run Mason more, but now you're like, no. What happened to IU?
No, when you get 115 in the first half,
you don't get 115 in the second.
See,
that's the bottom line.
The great ones do.
No, but nobody's going to over 200 yards all year.
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
32 yards the second half?
Help me answer Guru's tough question.
People saying 5-1-0, Stoney. This year is not last year, Goo. Quit thinking like that. There are too many holes right now. They're simply just not that good.
Yeah.
Well, damn.
Oh, boy.
What do we got now? Priest.
No.
Filmo Mike.
No.
Who we got? Keep going.
We'll see.
Skinny Bob.
No.
Robin. Oh, our guy in Boston. Is it him?
Oh, God. I can't take it.
No, let it out. We're here for him, bud.
All right. Let's go to Boston.
Oh, boy.
The biggest 49er fan in the Northeast and New England.
Set the Richter scale.
J-Dog, he loves the Niners, and he hates Shanahan.
Everything.
What's up, J-Dog? How you doing, buddy? We'll get these red zone. We got these red zone problems. We'll figure them out. We're fine.
I appreciate the gracious introduction, and I know you love it, Steiny. And I got the remedy for the red zone. What
Everything.
You do is you go, you knock on Jed York's office, and you give Kyle Shanahan his pink slip. That's what you do. That's just problems to the red zone right there, all right? Get him out of there. But we know that's not going to happen. But like the great athlete's philosopher said, the great Macho Man Randy Savage, the cream always rises to the top, baby. And it's just like I said from Jump Street, I didn't want the man here in the first place. I didn't want him here in the first place. And I now am getting some of the faithful to come to the table with me. Now you kind of see what I've been telling you guys all along. This guy, when it gets crunch time, the man has tiny little balls. For some reason, I don't know what it is. And I just want to talk to the real faithful. Go to the doctors. Get the cure for this Kyle Shanahan virus. We got the fake Shanahan. We got the Dollar Tree Shanahan. We didn't get the real Shanahan, Mike Shanahan. This guy right here is not a 49er through and through. The blueprint from the great Bill Walsh and everything that embodies winning, Shanahan doesn't have nothing to do with that, has nothing, and doesn't know anything about that. So I just want the faithful to understand, stop settling for these NFC championships. Stop settling for this man has all this all-world talent and can't even get 5 yards. Like, what are we doing here? I mean, what happened to the standard, guys? I got to get on my soapbox now, right now, because guess what? There's so many of you guys that's infected with this Kyle Shanahan virus. Stop it. All get right. help. Go to the doctors. All right. Stop listening to Steiny, man.
Oh.
Goodness gracious, man. This guy's not one of us.
Wow.
Thanks, J-Doc.
You infected Steiny? Damn. You can't hate on what Kyle's done, man. Oh, Guru, you wanted him fired, and that was after he got Trey hurt. But come on, man. Just step back, J-Dog. It too shall pass, and it starts tomorrow in Seattle. You go up there and beat the 12th man.
Coming up in 10 minutes, Benjamin Solak. He's an NFL analyst at ESPN, senior NFL analyst at ESPN.
I'm curious to see what he thinks. The national perspective, they're jumping off the wagon. Cowherd, I know a lot of people, I like him. I don't always agree with him. Stein, he had a top 10 yesterday, and I'm getting ready to eat my spaghetti for my little. Now, I grade my own cheese and put the Parmesan on top of the Parmesan cheese, but nobody cares. So he has his top 10 through 5 weeks.
All right.
And he's at 4. There's no Niner symbol yet or helmet. And I'm like, oh, there's no way. He's being a homer because he loves the Niner. He didn't have him in the top 10. And I'm just thinking to myself, well, damn.
Oh, they're 2-3.
That.
Goo, they're 2-3.
For how long?
Well, only for one more day because their sixth game tomorrow.
Right, but tomorrow are they going to remedy what ails
them? Tomorrow they'll either go to 2-4, yeah, or if they win, they'll go to 3-3, and then we're back. And I say we because I'm faithful. We're back to 3-3.
If it's just about holes and they don't have they don't have the people to fix them, then Steiny, this will be the outlier. This will be the year. It wasn't their year. And it's kind of weird. And that's why you always look at me like I got no sense when I'm saying tomorrow's not promised.
Oh, stop.
And I'm giving
it.
You those sermons of take advantage of the moment that you're in. And now you got guys like J-Dog in Boston going to the doctor, talking about virus and all that stuff, infections.
See, this is what J-Dog and some people don't get. 510, and this is the truth. Please fire Kyle Shanahan. So the Raiders can hire him.
I mean, he would be jobless for 2 seconds.
Exactly. So what are we doing here?
Trying to win a Super Bowl. Yeah. So I get
it's not easy. They don't just hand them out.
You think the Eagle fans give a damn about Andy Reid's 3 Super Bowls?
Yeah, you always bring that up, and I don't really see it.
Who can? Like, he didn't do it on our watch.
Yeah,
okay. He lost one.
Okay. So what do you want to do with Kyle?
No, keep him right where he's at.
For how long?
But we need to.
For how long? For how long?
The rest of the contract. I don't know, Steiny. Come on now. I'm not one of these.
Yeah, you are.
Fire him. I know what he's done.
Well, actually, that is who you are, Goo. You're the fire him guy.
No, if you haven't won anything or gotten close, he's gotten close. Dude, we got everything. Warrior basketball tonight. Kings.
They go to the game? It's up in Sac.
It's playoff baseball, bud.
Oh, God.
Kidding again. And Padres! They are America. Oh,
now
I tweeted
now
this.
They're America's team.
No, sis.
Okay.
Are,
all right.
People
no, yeah.
are jo- okay. they're joining the Padre movement.
Who?
You, the
I'm
world.
Not. I'm not.
You're on Twitter. I found out it's you. You got 3 followers. Yeah. Steiny, just announce it. Get in the game. You hurt the show not being on social media.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm ready, man. I'm excited. We got Ben at 11.
Ben Solak, yeah. Fresh grated Parmesan is a must on bolognese.
Everything.
I mean, you asking these questions and Kyle's giving you answers.
Everything.
End of story. He's got the red zone figured out.
No, well,
they
gotta
work on everything.
Speaks louder than words, so we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't you put some money on it?
No, I told you about that. Then that makes it seem like I want the Bay Area team to falter.
No, you can bet and then just watch it objectively.
Please.
All right.
Hey, you want that bread.
Coming up on the other side, we've got Benjamin Solak, senior NFL analyst for ESPN. We're going to get into some Brock Purdy stuff with him. He's a great X's and O's guy.
You can't be mad at me. I looked it up. Steiny, see.
Would it be safe to say that Solak does
everything?
Yes. When I mess up on a read, the one time I do out of 50, you laugh. I looked at Evan and laughed because he was laughing. I didn't know what he was laughing. I would never laugh at you.
That segment brought to you by